Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Matthias, and he wasn't one of the 12 original apostles, but was originally in the larger group of followers of Jesus called disciples. And he had spent much in companion with Jesus and knew him and knew the apostles and the first Christians very well. After Jesus ascended to heaven, Saint Peter called together a group of Christians in Jerusalem and held there a speech and said that they need to elect another apostle to replace Judas. So this convention of Christians appointed two candidates, one man named Joseph and the other named Matthias. The number of the apostles need to be fulfilled so that there would still be 12 apostles, and because Judas had betrayed his Lord Jesus, there was a need to Saint Peter to tell that we need another one to take his place. And after very much prayer to God and thinking what would be the best way to find out his will, the apostles proceeded to the election by casting lot. And this lot, by divine inspiration, fall into Saint Matthias, and he was taken to as one of the apostles. So now there were again 12 apostles. Dear children, we can see in many beautiful lessons in the appointment of Saint Matthias to as an apostle. First of is that of primacy of Saint Peter. Saint Peter, immediately after Jesus ascended to heaven, started to act as the visible head of the church, that is, its leader. Saint Peter declared in the presence of all these faithful that another apostle must be chosen to take place of Judas. And the Christians did exactly as Saint Peter told them, without needing anyone else to guide and counsel them, because they knew that it was God's will and the will of Jesus Christ that Saint Peter should be their leader and tell them how the church works. And we also should admire very much the humility of all the first Christians. Not one of them put themselves forward to become a new apostle. No, but they chose from amongst themselves those whom they deemed to be best choices to become the new apostle. And both men who were candidates to this office, Joseph and Matthias, they were both very well known for their piety and their faithful service to Jesus while he was on earth. And also we should learn from this story the terrible misfortune and sin of Judas. He had received so many good things from our Lord and had seen and hear him speak and saw also all those miracles, and still he committed a terrible sin of denying our Lord, and another person had to take over his place. Children, learn from this apostle Saint Matthias to love and admire those people who are humble. You should never try to arouse attention to yourself. If you are doing some work good, make sure that you receive the thanks with humility and not let that going into your head. you should always try to be very much in aside of all the hustle of the world and learn to love those who are meek and humble, like the saints were, and especially how Blessed Virgin Mary was. Learn also in your life, children, to carefully avoid all sin. You should never think that you yourself could never fall into serious sin. After all, if even Judas, who saw all those beautiful and good things which our Lord did, if even he fell away from faith and betrayed his master, how much more careful should we be that we always follow the directions and counsels of the Holy Mother Church. Finally, children, learn from the example of the early Christians to love and venerate the offices of the Church, that is, the Pope, the bishops, and the priests. These men, the followers of the apostles, they sacrifice their work and their very life so that they could lead you, your friends, your parents, and your relatives to heaven. Saint Matthias certainly did not shrink away from any dangers when he became one of the 12 apostles. After all, it was very dangerous to be a priest or bishop at that time, and you could very easily be killed in just doing your duty, and that is what happened to him. But children, you also must remember the greatest lesson of Saint Matthias, that God, whenever he calls you, he also gives you enough grace to faithfully fulfill your vocation in life. Stay faithful to God's Church and its ministers and the teachings of the Holy Catholic Church, children, so God will eventually make you a saint as well, and he will raise you to your heavenly home, which comes after any dangers or sorrows of this earth, and that reward is so great that you shouldn't be afraid of any possible efforts in your life to achieve this great reward. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.